Your life right now is the result of what you've been thinking, saying, and doing every single day. That is the truth behind how to attract success with the law of attraction. People often ask, why do some move ahead while others stay stuck? The answer is simple. What you focus on and believe becomes the direction of your life. If you keep feeding doubt and excuses, you keep repeating the same struggles. But if you train your mind to believe, if you speak with confidence, if you act as if your goals are already real, you start pulling success toward you. This audiobook is about practical steps you can use right now, clear goals, strong daily actions, and the mindset that keeps you moving forward. If you are tired of waiting for change and ready to create it, stay with me. Your success story begins the moment you decide to attract it. Chapter 1. Decide exactly what you want and stop doubting yourself. When you begin shaping your life, the first and most powerful step is deciding exactly what you want. Until you know that with clarity, everything else remains scattered. Most people live their lives moving from one thing to another without a clear target, and then they wonder why they feel lost, unfulfilled, or stuck. The reason is simple. When you don't decide, life decides for you. And when life decides for you, the chances of ending up where you want to be are slim. Success begins the moment you make a firm decision about what you want, and then refuse to doubt yourself. Think about it. Every achievement, every great change, every breakthrough in history began with someone making a decision. A decision to start, a decision to commit, a decision to stop waiting. But too many people never reach this point because doubt holds them back. Doubt whispers, what if you fail? What if you're not good enough? What if people laugh at you? And so they freeze, they talk themselves out of progress before they even try. That is the tragedy. Not that they failed, but that they never gave themselves a real chance. Your life changes the moment you decide clearly what you want and stop second-guessing yourself. And I don't mean saying, I kind of want to be successful or I hope things get better. That's not a decision. That's wishful thinking. A decision is when you say, I will achieve this. This is my path. This is where I'm going. And then you align your thoughts, your habits, and your actions with that choice. Success is not about having endless opportunities. It's about choosing one direction and staying faithful to it long enough to see it work. The truth is, clarity creates power. If you don't know what you want, how will you recognize the opportunities that come your way? How will you say yes to the right things and no to the distraction? Life will throw all kinds of options at you, and without a clear decision, you'll grab whatever shows up. That is how people end up years later realizing they lived someone else's dream instead of their own. Now let's get very real about this. When you decide what you want, doubt will immediately try to interfere. That voice inside will say, who are you to think you can do that? You'll compare yourself to others and convince yourself they're smarter, luckier, more talented. This is where most people lose the battle. They listen to doubt more than to their own heart. But understand something powerful. Doubt is not a sign you can't do it. Doubt is a test. It asks you, do you really mean it? And the only way to pass that test is to keep going even with the doubt in your head. Decide exactly what you want and then build your belief brick by brick. If you want a better career, define it clearly. What position? What income? What skills? Write it down. If you want to be healthier, don't just say, I want to feel better. Decide what health means for you. Is it losing weight, building strength, having more energy? If you want stronger relationships, decide what kind of people you want in your life and what role you'll play in those connections. Vague wishes create vague results. Specific decisions create specific results. You might be thinking, but what if I make the wrong decision? The truth is, the only wrong decision is not making one at all. Progress comes from movement, and clarity comes through action. You can adjust along the way. What you cannot afford is paralysis. The endless waiting for perfect conditions or perfect certainty. Life rewards boldness. The people who achieve the most are not the ones who never doubted. They are the ones who moved forward despite their doubt. When you stop doubting yourself, something powerful happens. Your confidence grows. Confidence doesn't come from knowing everything. Confidence comes from trusting yourself to handle whatever comes. It comes from proving to yourself through small, consistent steps that you are capable. Every time you decide and follow through, you send a message to your mind, "I can trust me." And when you trust yourself, you stop relying on the approval of others to keep moving. You see, one of the biggest traps people fall into is waiting for someone else to believe in them before they believe in themselves. They look for signs, encouragement or validation. But what if no one gives it to you? What if the world doubts you? Will you stand up and keep walking? The strongest people in history made decisions without anyone cheering them on at the beginning. They were their own source of belief, and because they stayed true to their decision, others eventually followed. Now imagine your life 1 year from today, if you made one firm decision, right now and stopped doubting yourself. What could you build? What new skills could you develop? What kind of relationships could you strengthen? What opportunities could you create? You'd be shocked at how much changes in a short time when your energy is no longer split between wanting something and doubting it at the same time. Doubt drains energy. Decision multiplies energy. To put this into practice, start with three steps. First, write down exactly what you want in one area of your life. Be specific. Don't just write more money. Write the exact figure. Don't just write better health, write the specific outcome. Second, commit to one small action today that moves you closer. It doesn't need to be dramatic, just a clear step forward. Third, watch yourself talk. Every time doubt speaks, replace it with a stronger voice. Say to yourself, "I am moving forward. I am capable. I trust my decision." Repetition builds belief. You will notice resistance. Your mind is used to old patterns, and it will try to pull you back into hesitation. Don't fight the feeling. Just don't obey it. Keep choosing action. Keep choosing clarity. Keep reminding yourself that no one can give you permission to live the life you want. That's your responsibility alone. And when you embrace that responsibility fully, you stop waiting and start creating. Success will not come by accident, it will come by intention. It will come because you made a decision. You stuck with it, and you refuse to let doubt write your story. Every day, people just like you are making choices that move them closer to their dreams. Why not you? Why not today? The only difference between those who succeed and those who remain stuck is that one group finally decided. So decide exactly what you want. Decide that you are worthy of it. Decide that you will work for it. And once you decide, stop doubting yourself. Doubt will never build a future for you, but belief and consistent action will. Stand firm in your choice. Take action each day, and you will see life respond to your clarity. That is the beginning of attracting success with the law of attraction. It starts with you. And when you do this, when you finally stop waiting, stop doubting, and start deciding, you'll notice something change inside you. A sense of peace replaces confusion. A sense of energy replaces hesitation. You begin to feel in control again. And that feeling, more than anything else, is what propels you forward. because once you know where you're going, and once you trust yourself enough to walk the path, no amount of doubt can stop you. That is how success begins, with a decision made fully, and a commitment kept daily. Chapter 2. Focus on what makes you feel alive each day. When you wake up in the morning, one of the most important choices you can make is to decide where your focus will go. Every person has limited energy in a day. You can spend it on things that drain you, or you can direct it toward what makes you feel alive. Success is not only about hard work, it's also about how you manage your inner energy. If you keep giving attention to things that pull you down, you'll eventually lose the fire that drives you forward. But if you intentionally focus on what makes you feel alive each day, you create a powerful rhythm that strengthens your mind, lifts your spirit, and makes progress possible. The truth is, most people are not conscious about where they place their focus. They wake up, grab their phone, check the news or social media, and immediately let outside forces decide how they feel. By the time they start their day, their energy is already scattered. That's why so many people live feeling empty or unmotivated. They've given control of their focus to distractions. But when you shift that habit and choose to focus daily on what makes you feel alive, you begin to direct your own life instead of reacting to everything around you. Feeling alive doesn't always mean doing something dramatic. It can be as simple as spending 10 minutes reading something inspiring, taking a walk outside, writing in a journal, or practicing a skill you care about. It's those small choices that create a different level of energy. When you give attention to what fuels you, you feel stronger, more hopeful, and more determined. And that feeling pushes you to take better actions during the day. Think of the people you admire most. They don't live by accident, they live with focus. They know what matters to them, and they protect that space. They don't waste all their energy on negative talk, gossip, or distractions that don't move them forward. They invest in activities and thoughts that bring them alive because they understand that energy is everything. Without energy, discipline fades. Without energy, goals seem too heavy. But when you feel alive, even hard work becomes lighter because you are connected to a sense of purpose. One of the biggest challenges in life is that it's easy to forget what excites us. We get caught in routines, responsibilities, and the endless list of tasks. Days turn into weeks, and we find ourselves only surviving, not living. That's why it's crucial to pause and ask yourself, what truly makes me feel alive? For some, it's learning. For others, it's creating. For others, it's connecting with people. The answer is different for each person, but the principle is the same. Whatever brings you that spark of energy is what you must focus on daily. Now, focusing doesn't mean you ignore responsibilities. It means you learn to balance them. You still do what you must do, but you also make sure that every day, no matter how busy, includes something that brings life into your spirit. If you don't create that balance, life becomes mechanical. You'll get through tasks, but you'll feel empty. On the other hand, if you build the habit of daily focus on what fuels you, even the ordinary responsibilities start to feel easier because you're not running on empty. You have to be intentional. Don't wait for the feeling of excitement to come to you. Create it. Start your mornings with something that lifts your energy before the world interrupts you. Read a few pages of a powerful book. Listen to words that inspire you. Do some exercise. Plan your day with clarity. When you begin with focus, your entire day follows a different rhythm, and the people around you will feel it too. They'll notice you carry more energy, more calmness, and more certainty. But here is where psychology plays a big role. The human brain is naturally attracted to negativity because it's wired to protect us from danger. That's why negative news spreads faster and why our thoughts often jump to worries or fears. To focus on what makes you feel alive, you have to fight against this automatic tendency. You have to retrain your brain, and you do it through repetition. Each time you shift your focus away from what drains you and onto what strengthens you, you're rewiring your mind. Over time, it becomes easier and more natural. Many people ask, how do I know what makes me feel alive? You know by how you feel when you do it. You feel present. Time seems to move differently. You don't have to force yourself, it pulls you in naturally. It could be working on a meaningful project, having deep conversations, building something with your hands, helping someone, or setting goals and achieving. Pay attention to these moments because they're signals. They show you where your energy grows instead of where it dies. Another point is that when you focus on what makes you feel alive, doubt and fear lose their power. Think about when you're doing something that lights you up, your mind isn't filled with constant worry. You're too engaged to entertain fear. This is why so many successful people spend time on things they love. It gives them the strength to handle challenges without being crushed by them. You need that same strength in your own life. This also applies to the people you spend time with. Some people make you feel drained after spending an hour with them. Others leave you feeling uplifted. Focus daily on relationships that give you life. Spend less time with those who pull you down. That doesn't mean you cut everyone out of your life. It means you learn to protect your energy. Choose to be around people who remind you of your potential, not your limits. And remember, this is not about chasing constant excitement. Life has ups and downs, and not every day will be filled with joy. But if you intentionally direct your focus on something that brings you alive, even if it's small, it creates resilience. It gives you the fuel to push through the harder part. It's like lighting a small fire inside yourself every day. That fire keeps you moving even when conditions outside are difficult. To build this habit, start by writing down three things that make you feel alive. Keep the list simple. It could be learning, exercising, or spending time with someone important. Then make sure that at least one of those three is part of your daily routine. Protect it as if it were a meeting with your future, because in many ways it is. When you give time to what makes you feel alive, you're investing directly into your future self. Success is not built only on knowledge or strategy. It's built on energy. When you focus on what makes you feel alive, you give yourself the energy to learn, to act, to adapt, and to keep going. Without it, even the best strategies fall apart. So don't overlook this principle. Make it central to how you live. If you ignore it, you'll keep feeling stuck. You'll go through the motions, but you'll always feel something missing. If you embrace it, your days take on a different quality. You'll wake up with anticipation instead of dread. You'll finish the day with a sense of fulfillment instead of emptiness. And over time, this consistent focus transforms you into someone stronger, more resilient, and more alive. So ask yourself right now, what are the things that make me feel alive? How can I bring them into today? Not tomorrow, not someday, today. Because your life is not waiting in the future, it's here now. If you want to attract success, you must first learn how to bring life into each day. That's the secret. Focus on what energizes you and everything else begins to align. You don't need to be perfect to do this. You just need to be aware and intentional. Start small. Stay consistent. Protect your focus from distraction. And most importantly, trust that when you fill your days with what makes you feel alive, success will no longer feel like something you're chasing. It will feel like something you're building, one day at a time. Because in the end, the quality of your life is measured not only by what you achieve, but by how alive you feel while you are living it. And every day, you have the choice to focus on.
Chapter 3. Act like the person you want to become today. The fastest way to create real change in your life is to stop waiting for the future version of yourself to arrive and begin acting like that person today. Too many people live as if transformation will happen magically one day. They think once they earn more money, once they get the perfect opportunity, or once they feel ready, then they'll start living differently. But the truth is that change works in reverse. You don't wait until you have the life you want before you act like the person you want to become. You become that person first, and then the life follows. Think about the person you dream of becoming. Picture how they speak, how they carry themselves, how they make decisions, how they treat their health, their time, and their relationships. That version of you already exists in your imagination, but imagination is not enough. You have to practice being that person now. If the future version of you wakes up early, then wake up early today. If the future version of you invests time in learning, then study today. If the future version of you is disciplined, then act disciplined today. It's not about waiting for circumstances to change, it's about deciding to live as if you are already there. This shift is powerful because human behavior is shaped by identity. When you keep telling yourself, "I am not yet that person," your actions reflect it. But when you say, "I am that person now," your actions naturally rise to meet that identity. If you think of yourself as someone who is lazy or unmotivated, you'll continue acting that way. But if you decide to identify as someone responsible and determined, you'll begin to act in alignment with that decision. The change begins in how you see yourself, and then it shows up in what you do. People often wait for motivation to act. They want to feel like a winner before they behave like one. But that's not how it works. You don't wait for the feeling, you act first, and the feeling grows from your actions. Confidence doesn't appear out of thin air, it grows every time you show up and live like the person you want to become. Every choice is either reinforcing the old identity or building the new one. That's why each day matters. Imagine two people starting with the same dream. One says, "Someday I'll be disciplined, someday I'll be focused." The other says, "Today I'll live like the disciplined, focused version of myself." In a year, those two people are living completely different lives. The first is still waiting, still hoping, still talking about the future. The second has built a foundation of habits, created results, and proven to themselves that they can be the person they envisioned. That's the difference acting today makes. Now, this doesn't mean you have to have everything figured out. Acting like the person you want to become today is not about perfection. It's about alignment. It's about asking yourself each day, "If I were already living the life I want, what would I do right now?" Then doing. If you want to become healthier, don't wait for the perfect workout plan. Just make the healthier choice today. If you want financial independence, don't wait until you have a fortune. Start managing the money you have today, like someone who respects it. If you want to build influence, don't wait until you're successful. Start communicating with confidence today. This is where self-honesty is crucial. You cannot lie to yourself about what the future version of you looks like. You know deep down what kind of habits, standards, and behaviors that person has. And you also know which of your current actions are pulling you away from that version. Being honest with yourself and then choosing to act differently today is what builds transformation. The gap between who you are and who you want to be is not as wide as you think. It's often just one decision made repeatedly. Here's something important. Acting like the person you want to become today is uncomfortable at first. It feels unnatural because you're stepping out of old patterns. If you're used to procrastinating, taking immediate action feels strange. If you're used to speaking negatively about yourself, using confident language feels forced. But that discomfort is a sign you're moving in the right direction. Growth always feels uncomfortable in the beginning. With repetition, what once felt difficult becomes normal. And soon enough, you no longer have to force it, you've become the person you were practicing to be. A powerful way to practice this is to set standards. Ask yourself, "What standards would the future version of me live by?" Then hold yourself to those standards today. If the future you is disciplined, with time, then start respecting your schedule. If the future you is kind and respectful, then treat people with that level of kindness right now. If the future you takes care of health, then begin with small daily choices that reflect that. Every standard you raise today closes the gap between you and the person you want to become. Remember, every action sends a message to your subconscious. When you make excuses, you're telling your mind, "I am still the same person." When you follow through, you're telling your mind, "I am the new person I've decided to be." And your mind believes what you consistently show it through action. That's why even small actions matter. They are evidence for the identity you're building. It's easy to compare yourself to others and think they have it all figured out. But what you don't see is that those who succeed learned to act before they felt ready. They began living as the person they wanted to become while they were still learning, still stumbling, still figuring things out. Waiting for perfect readiness is a trap. If you want to become that person, you must begin today with what you have, where you ask yourself daily. How does the person I want to become handle challenges? How do they use their time? How do they treat their body, their relationships, their work? Then mirror those choices in your day. Each decision becomes a brick in the foundation of your new life. With enough bricks, you'll look back and realize you've built the person you always wanted to be. This is also how you earn self-respect. Nothing builds inner strength like knowing you're living in alignment with your highest self. Every time you act like the person you want to become today, you feel a quiet confidence inside. That confidence cannot be faked. It comes from evidence. It comes from seeing yourself follow through on what you said, Matt. And the more you build it, the less you'll depend on outside approval to feel good about yourself. There's another hidden benefit. When you begin to act like the person you want to become, others notice. They start treating you differently because you are different. People respond to the energy you carry, the way you present yourself, and the standards you set. This doesn't just transform your inner world, it transforms your external world as well. Opportunities open, relationships improve, and respect grows because you're showing up with a stronger identity. And here's the key, you don't have to wait years to feel the effect. The moment you start acting differently, you start feeling differently. The moment you carry yourself like the person you want to become, you tap into that energy. This isn't about pretending, it's about practicing until practice becomes reality. So ask yourself now, what would the best version of me do today? Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Would they procrastinate or take action? Would they waste time or invest it? Would they speak negatively or choose words of strength? Would they let fear hold them back or move forward with courage? Every answer points you to a choice you can make right now. Life changes when you stop waiting. Life changes when you stop saying someday and start saying today. The path to success is not built on massive leaps, but on daily decisions to act in alignment with the person you want to be. And the best news is that you don't need permission, money or talent to start. You only need the courage to act differently today. Because the truth is, you're always practicing something. Either you're practicing being the same as yesterday, or you're practicing being the future version of yourself. One keeps you stuck, the other pulls you forward. The choice is yours every single day, so don't delay. Begin now. Live as if you already are that person. Walk, talk, think, and act like them. The more you do it, the more it becomes who you are, and soon enough, you won't just be acting like that person. You will have become. That is how transformation happens, and that is how you attract the life you've always wanted.
Chapter 4. Give thanks for what you have, and expect even more. One of the most overlooked powers in life is gratitude. Most people think of gratitude as a polite response, something you say when someone does something kind for you. But gratitude, when practiced deeply, is much more than manners. It is a force that changes how you see your world, how you carry yourself, and how you attract new opportunities.
Giving thanks for what you already have, while expecting even more, is one of the strongest ways to create momentum in your life. It keeps you humble enough to appreciate the present, but bold enough to keep reaching for the future. Too many people get trapped in a cycle of dissatisfaction. They say to themselves, "I'll be grateful once I reach my goal, once I make more money, once I get that opportunity." But that way of thinking robs them of the energy they need today. Gratitude must come before progress, not after it. If you cannot be thankful for the small things, the big things will not satisfy you either. Life always rewards the person who sees value in what they already hold, while still having the courage to want more. When you wake up each day, you have two choices. You can notice what's missing, or you can notice what's present. If you only focus on what's missing, your mind becomes restless, your emotions become heavy, and even when good things come your way, you won't see them clearly. But if you focus on what's present and give thanks for it, you unlock a sense of peace that few people experience. Gratitude shifts your focus from lack to abundance, and this shift creates the right state of mind for success. Gratitude is practical. It improves your mental health, strengthens your relationships, and keeps you from falling into bitterness. When you thank someone sincerely, you deepen the connection. When you appreciate what you own, you take better care of it. When you notice the progress you've already made, you feel more motivated to keep going. And when you consistently live with gratitude, people notice your energy. They feel drawn to it, because a grateful spirit stands out in a world where most people are always complaining. But gratitude does not mean settling. Giving thanks does not mean you stop growing. That's why the second part of this principle is so important. Expect even more. Some people misunderstand gratitude as simply accepting life as it is. But real gratitude means appreciating the present while also believing you are worthy of greater opportunities, greater challenges, and greater rewards. It is a balance between humility and ambition. Without gratitude, ambition turns into greed. Without ambition, gratitude turns into complacency. When you hold both together, thankfulness for today and expectation for tomorrow, you create a healthy state that attracts success. Think about how this works in daily life. Imagine you are working at your job. You can complain about what's wrong, about the boss you don't like, about the pay you think is too low, or you can give thanks that you have a job, that you have a chance to build skills, that you are in a position where improvement is possible. That gratitude gives you energy and a positive outlook. At the same time, you expect more. You work on yourself, you prepare for promotions, you look for new opportunity. Soon enough, you outgrow your current position, because gratitude gave you strength to perform well, and expectation drove you to prepare for more. This principle applies to every area of life. In health, give thanks for the body you already have instead of resenting it. You may not be in perfect shape, but you are alive and capable of change. Appreciate that, and then expect even more by committing to better choices. In relationships, give thanks for the people who support you, even if they are few. Stop focusing only on who disappointed you. Value those who stand by you and then expect even more by becoming someone worthy of deeper, stronger relationships. In personal growth, give thanks for the progress you have already made, no matter how small. Then expect more, by continuing to learn and practice discipline. The way you practice gratitude matters. It is not enough to think about it in passing. Write it down. Speak it out loud. Feel it fully. When you say, "I am thankful for this," let yourself feel the emotion behind it. Don't rush through the exercise like a task on a checklist. Take a few minutes to sit with it, to let it sink in, to feel the weight of it. This practice builds emotional strength. It reminds you daily that no matter how far you still want to go, you already have reasons to be grateful. At the same time, expectation is built through vision. You cannot expect more from life if you have no picture of what more looks like. Define what you want. decide what your next level is. When you hold that picture in your mind while giving thanks for what you already have, you combine contentment with drive. This is one of the healthiest states of being you can create. You avoid frustration because you are grateful, and you avoid stagnation because you are still aiming higher. One mistake many people make is swinging too far in one direction. Some are so focused on what they don't have that they live in constant frustration. Others are so focused on being content that they never grow. The secret is balance. Gratitude anchors you in the present, so you don't lose sight of what's already good. Expectation pulls you into the future, so you keep building and moving forward. Both are necessary. Now consider how this shapes your psychology. A grateful mind produces calmness. Calmness reduces fear. With less fear, you take more action. When you take more action with the expectation of growth, you see results. Those results give you more reasons to be grateful, which fuels the cycle again. This is a self-reinforcing loop that keeps you moving forward. On the other hand, an ungrateful mind produces stress. Stress increases fear. Fear causes hesitation. Hesitation kills action. And without action, you see no results, which fuels even more bitterness. This is the cycle that keeps people stuck. Gratitude also helps you handle challenges. Life will not always be easy. You will face setbacks, disappointments, and difficulties. But even in those moments, gratitude keeps you steady. Instead of only seeing what went wrong, you can also see what you still have, what you've learned, and how you can use the experience to grow. This doesn't make pain disappear, but it makes it manageable. It prevents bitterness from taking over. And when you combine that with expectation, you tell yourself, "Yes, this is hard, but I believe there is more ahead. I believe something greater is possible." That mindset makes you resilient. You must also guard against the temptation to compare yourself to others. Nothing kills gratitude faster than constant comparison. If you are always looking at what someone else has, you will never feel grateful for what's in your hand. Social media and modern culture feed this trap, showing highlight reels of other people's lives. But real growth comes when you stop comparing and start appreciating. The only fair comparison is between who you were yesterday and who you are today. Gratitude reminds you of your progress, and expectation pushes you to keep improving. If you want to attract success, start building a daily ritual around this principle. Each morning, list three things you are thankful for. They can be simple: health, opportunities, a supportive person, a lesson you learned. Then, write down one thing you expect to create or achieve in the future. Hold both in your mind throughout the day. Whenever stress or doubt appears, return to that gratitude and expectation. Over time, this becomes a natural way of thinking. As the days add up, you will notice a difference. You'll feel lighter, calmer, and more focused. You'll notice that people respond to you differently, because your energy is more positive. You'll see opportunities you used to miss, because you were too focused on what was wrong. And you'll begin to attract more of what you desire, because gratitude puts you in the right state to receive, and expectation keeps you moving toward it. You don't need to wait for extraordinary events to practice this. Do it today. Give thanks for the roof over your head, for the food you eat, for the strength to work, for the chance to learn. Then expect more by setting higher goals, working on your skills, and believing you are worthy of growth. The combination of those two forces, thankfulness and expectation, creates a life that feels full in the present and hopeful for the future. Never underestimate the power of this principle. People who practice it live differently. They complain less and create more. They dwell less on problems and move more towards solutions. They carry themselves with a quiet confidence, because they are not trapped in scarcity. They know they have much to be grateful for, and they also know there is still more ahead. That balance gives them strength, patience, and unstoppable drive. So each day, give thanks for what you have. Notice the small things, appreciate them deeply, and let that gratitude fuel you. Then, with equal conviction, expect more, expect growth, expect opportunities, expect progress. This mindset is not about arrogance, it's about faith. Faith in your ability to keep improving, faith in the opportunities life will provide, and faith that what you do today is building a greater tomorrow. When you live this way, you no longer chase happiness endlessly in the future. You carry it with you now, while still creating more for later. That is the power of giving thanks for what you have, and expecting even more. It transforms not only your results, but also the quality of your everyday life. And the sooner you practice it, the sooner you'll see how much it changes everything.
Chapter 5. See your future clearly until it feels already here. The ability to see your future with absolute clarity is one of the most powerful practices you can develop. Most people drift through life without a clear picture of where they want to go. They wake up, do what is required of them, and hope that one day circumstances will somehow lead them to a better life. But life doesn't work that way. You cannot hit a target you cannot see. To create the future you desire, you must be able to imagine it so clearly that it begins to feel like it is already a part of your life. When you form a clear vision of your future, something shifts in the way you think and act. Your decisions begin to line up with that picture. You no longer spend your time and energy randomly. Instead, you start choosing what moves you closer to the life you've envisioned. Clarity creates direction, and direction makes effort meaningful. Without it, even hard work feels wasted. With it, even small steps feel like progress. Clarity also gives you a sense of confidence. If you can see yourself already living the life you want, you start to believe it is possible. This belief changes your posture, your conversations, and your choices. People who live without vision often doubt themselves because they have nothing concrete to hold on to. But those who carry a vivid picture of their future walk with a different kind of certainty. They know where they are going, and that knowledge gives them strength even when circumstances are difficult. The mistake many people make is waiting for external proof before they allow themselves to believe. They want to see the results before they build the vision, but it works the other way around. You must see it inside before you see it outside. You must build the picture in your imagination so strongly that your mind begins to accept it as reality. Once that happens, your behavior will begin to shift automatically. You will begin to think, speak, and act as if the future is already on its way. That shift is what attracts the opportunities and resources needed to make it real. Start by asking yourself, "What do I want my life to look like in the next year?" The next 5 years, or even the next decade. Picture it in detail. Don't just say, "I want to be successful." Define what that means. What does your day look like when you are successful? What kind of people are around you? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? The more specific you are, the more powerful the vision becomes. General wishes create general results. Specific visions create specific outcomes. Visualization is not about fantasy, it is about training your brain to recognize possibilities. When you hold a clear picture of your future, your brain begins to filter information differently. It notices opportunities that align with the vision. It dismisses distractions that don't fit. It helps you focus on the actions that bring the picture closer. This is why athletes use visualization to prepare for competition. They rehearse in their mind until their body feels like it has already experienced success. You can apply the same principle to your own life. The key is repetition. Seeing your future clearly until it feels already here requires more than imagining it once or twice. You have to practice it daily. Spend a few minutes each morning and evening closing your eyes and walking your eyes and walking yourself through the life you are building. Imagine the details, feel the emotions, let yourself believe that it is real.
Over time, your subconscious mind begins to treat that vision as something achievable, and when the mind believes, the body follows. Another important point is to connect the vision with your emotions. It is not enough to just see it, you must also feel it. Imagine how proud you will feel when you reach that level. Imagine the peace of mind, the excitement, the joy. Let those emotions flood your system. When you attach feelings to the vision, it becomes more powerful because your mind doesn't distinguish strongly between what is vividly imagined and what is actually happening. If you can feel it deeply, your mind starts working to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Some people might say, but isn't that just daydreaming? The difference between daydreaming and vision is intention. Daydreaming is passive. You drift in and out of thoughts without direction. Vision is active. You intentionally construct a picture of the life you want and then align your actions with it. Daydreamers escape into fantasy but do nothing to change their reality. Visionaries use imagination as a tool to shape their reality. That is the difference. As you continue this practice, you will notice something interesting. The clearer your vision becomes, the less appealing distractions appear. Things that once wasted your time suddenly seem less attractive. That's because your mind is focused on something bigger. And when you have something bigger to focus on, you naturally let go of smaller, meaningless habits. This is one of the hidden benefits of seeing your future clearly. It gives you a filter for your choices. You stop asking, "Do I feel like doing this?" And you start asking, "Does this move me closer to the life I want?" That one shift changes everything. You may face doubt during this process. The voice inside might say, "You're imagining too much. This is unrealistic." But remember, every great achievement in history was once called unrealistic. Every breakthrough was first only an idea in someone's mind. The difference between those who achieved and those who did not is that the achievers refused to let doubt erase their vision. They kept seeing it, kept believing it, and kept working toward it until it became reality. Doubt is natural, but it should never be the director of your life. It is also important to combine vision with action. Seeing your future clearly is not about sitting around and waiting for life to change. It is about creating a mental blueprint that guides your daily choices. Once the vision is clear, ask yourself, "What can I do today to move closer?" The action might be small, but every step matters. The future you imagine cannot come into existence without action in the present. Vision and action are two sides of the same coin. You need both to succeed. This practice will also change how you handle challenges. When you carry a strong vision, obstacles lose some of their power. Instead of thinking, "This problem means I should quit," you think, "This problem is part of the process." You see setbacks as temporary, because the vision reminds you of where you're going. Without a vision, problems feel overwhelming because you have nothing bigger to hold on to. With a vision, problems are just bumps on the road. The picture of your future keeps you moving forward. Another benefit is that your vision inspires others. People are drawn to those who know where they are going. When you speak with clarity about your future, others feel it. They sense your conviction, and some will even want to support you. Opportunities often come through people, and people are more likely to help someone who carries certainty about their direction. So, by seeing your future clearly, you not only strengthen yourself, you also attract allies. If you want to make this practical, start by writing down your vision in detail. Describe what your life looks like when you've reached your goal. Be specific about your routines, your environment, your relationships, your financial situation, your health. Then practice visualizing it daily. Close your eyes and imagine yourself living that life. Feel the emotions. And then take at least one action each day that aligns with that vision. It could be learning a skill, saving money, improving your health, or building relationships. Every small action reinforces the picture. Over time, you'll notice your vision becoming stronger,
almost like a memory. It will feel less like something far away, and more like something already present. That is the power of repetition and emotion. When the future feels real in your mind, it becomes much easier to create in your life. And once you experience this shift, you'll never go back to living without vision. So don't wait for the future to surprise you. Decide what it will look like. See it clearly. Feel it deeply. Live each day as if it is already here. When you do this consistently, the distance between your present and your future shrinks. And one day, you'll look around and realize that the life you once saw only in your mind is now the life you are actually living. That is the reward for seeing your future clearly until it feels already here.
Chapter 6. Speak with belief, so your words match your dreams. The words you speak carry more power than most people realize. Every sentence you say is shaping your mindset, reinforcing your identity, and influencing how others see you. If your words are filled with doubt, hesitation, and negativity, you are training your mind to believe that you are limited. If your words are filled with belief, strength, and clarity, you are programming yourself to live in alignment with your dreams. Speaking with belief is not about pretending or putting on a show. It is about choosing language that reflects the future you want to create, rather than the fears you are trying to escape. Think about the way people often talk about their goal. They say things like, "I hope one day I'll be successful," or "maybe I'll get there if I'm lucky." These phrases sound harmless, but they weaken your mindset. When you speak this way, you are telling your brain that success is uncertain, that it depends on forces outside of your control. And if that's the message your mind receives, it will not summon the energy to take bold actions. Contrast that with someone who says, "I will succeed," or "I'm working every day to create the life I want." That person's words align with their dream. Their language feeds their confidence instead of their doubt. Your words are signals to your subconscious. Every time you speak with conviction, your mind begins to accept those words as truth. The subconscious cannot always distinguish between what is real and what is spoken with enough belief. This is why repeating words of strength and clarity matters. It reshapes the way you think and eventually the way you act. On the other hand, careless words of weakness also get recorded in your subconscious. Say enough times that you're not capable, and you'll start to live like it's true. This is why discipline in speech is essential for anyone who wants to live their dreams. Now, this is not about bragging or arrogance. Speaking with belief does not mean exaggerating or making empty promises. It means aligning your language with the goals you are pursuing. It means speaking in a way that reinforces progress, responsibility, and possibility. For example, instead of saying, "I can't do this," you say, "I'm learning how to do this." Instead of saying, "This is impossible," you say, "This is challenging, but I'll find a way." Instead of saying, "I'm terrible at this," you say, "I'm improving every time I practice." Small shifts in language create massive shifts in mindset. If you want to know what someone truly believes about their future, listen to the way they talk when they're not thinking carefully. Their casual words reveal their expectations. Some people constantly speak about problems, failures, and limitations. They say things like, "That's just my luck," or "Nothing ever works out for me." And then they wonder why life keeps bringing more of the same. Their words are invitations. They attract experiences that match their speech. But those who speak with belief, who talk about growth, opportunity, and perseverance, attract different results because they've created a different expectation. Your words also affect how people respond to you. If you speak without belief, others will sense it. They will doubt you because you doubt yourself. Opportunities often flow toward people who project certainty. That doesn't mean you need to know everything, but it does mean you should communicate with conviction. When you say, "I will achieve this," people listen differently than when you say, "I hope I can achieve this." Leaders are followed not just because of their actions,
but because of the belief in their word. To begin speaking with belief, you must first become aware of your current language. Pay attention to how you describe yourself, your work, and your future. Are you constantly apologizing for who you are? Do you minimize your goals by saying, "It's nothing big"? Do you water down your ambitions so you won't sound unrealistic? If so, you are weakening your own potential through words. The first step is to stop reinforcing doubt in your language. Catch yourself when you speak small. Replace it with words that match the vision you are building. The second step is to practice affirmations with sincerity. This does not mean repeating phrases mechanically. It means choosing specific, believable statements that reflect your goals and repeating them with emotion. If you want to build confidence in your career, say, "I am becoming skilled and capable every day." If you want to improve your health, say, "I take care of my body and grow stronger daily." The key is to speak these words, not as distant hopes, but as present reality. Over time, they will shape your identity. Another strategy is to speak about your future as if it is already happening. Instead of saying, "I hope to be financially independent one day," say, "I'm on the path to financial independence." This small shift removes uncertainty and replaces it with movement. You are no longer waiting, you are becoming. That sense of progress builds motivation. And when you talk this way consistently, others will also start to see you as someone who is serious about their goal. You must also be careful with the way you speak about setbacks. Failure is a natural part of growth, but the way you describe it will determine whether it becomes a lesson or a prison. If you say, "I failed, so I'm not capable," you lock yourself into defeat. But if you say, "This failure taught me what to improve," you turn it into progress. Same experience, different language, completely different outcome. Words give meaning to experiences. Speak in a way that creates meaning which empowers you, not meaning that weakens you. Speaking with belief also strengthens discipline. When you tell yourself, "I always finish what I start," and you repeat it with conviction, your mind pushes you to follow through. If you say, "I never stick with things," your actions will match that too. Your words are instructions to your behavior. Speak as if you already are the person who achieves, and soon your actions will rise to meet those words. There will be times when belief feels unnatural. Maybe you've experienced setbacks that shook your confidence. Maybe people around you doubt you. In those moments, speaking with belief feels difficult, but that is when it matters most. Words are not just for easy days, they are tools for difficult ones. Even when you don't fully feel it, keep speaking strength into your life. The consistency of belief-filled speech builds resilience. Eventually, your emotions catch up to your words. The environment you're in also matters. If you spend time with people who constantly speak with negativity, their language will influence you. You cannot stay strong while drowning in doubt-filled conversations. Surround yourself with people who speak with confidence, optimism, and determination. Their words will strengthen your own. And when you add your belief-filled words to theirs, you create a culture of growth that lifts everyone higher. One powerful practice is to review your goals out loud each day. Not silently, but audibly. Hearing yourself declare your vision reinforces it more strongly. Write your goals down, then read them daily with belief. Speak about them as if they are unfolding now. This turns your goals into part of your identity, instead of distant wishes. The more you do this, the more natural it becomes to align your daily actions with those goals. Over time, speaking with belief transforms not only your mindset, but your reality. People begin to respect your consistency. Opportunities open because others trust your conviction. Most importantly, you begin to trust yourself. You begin to see yourself as someone who keeps their words aligned with their dreams. That self-trust is priceless. It gives you the courage to keep going even when challenges arise. Remember, Success is not only built by what you do, but also by what you say. Your words shape your environment, your relationships, your mindset, and your identity. If you want to live your dreams, start by making sure your words match them. Every time you open your mouth, you are either building or breaking your future. Speak belief. Speak strength. Speak vision. Let your language reflect the life you are creating. When you live this way, you will notice a difference in how you feel and how others respond to you. You'll carry yourself with more confidence. You'll feel more certain in your path, and you'll find that your dreams no longer feel distant. They feel like they are already in motion. That is the power of speaking with belief. It brings your words and your future into harmony. And when that happens, there is no limit to what you can achieve.
Chapter 7. Stay around people who push you to aim higher. The people you spend time with shape your thoughts, your habits, and ultimately your future. You cannot rise above the level of your closest influences. If those around you settle for less, complain about everything, and avoid responsibility, it will rub off on you whether you want it to or not. Human beings are wired to mirror their environment. The way others think, talk, and behave slowly begins to seep into your own pattern. That is why choosing to stay around people who push you to aim higher is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. Think about it. If you spend time with people who have no drive, who are content with mediocrity, and who mock ambition, eventually you start lowering your own standards. You begin to justify laziness. You start thinking big goals are unrealistic because the people around you treat them that way. But if you surround yourself with people who are constantly learning, striving, and challenging themselves, you'll feel pressure to rise with them. Their energy becomes your energy. Their expectations for themselves set a new bar for you. Without saying a word, they pull you upward simply by how they live. This is why your environment is more powerful than your willpower. You may be disciplined, but if you keep yourself in a circle of people who waste time and settle for less, you will struggle. Eventually, the weight of their habits will drag you down. On the other hand, if you place yourself around people who expect more from life, you will be lifted almost automatically. It becomes harder to stay small when you are surrounded by those who think big. Some people misunderstand this principle and think it means cutting everyone out of their life. That is not the point. The point is to become intentional about who influences you most. Not everyone deserves the same level of access to your mind and your time. If someone encourages your growth, keep them close. If someone constantly feeds your doubt or distracts you from your vision, limit the space you allow them to occupy in your life. You don't have to hate them, but you don't have to let them guide your direction either. Staying around people who push you higher also means seeking out mentors and examples. If there are people who have achieved what you want, study them. Learn from their words, their routines, their choices. Even if you don't know them personally, you can still let their influence shape you through their work, their books, or their speeches. In today's world, access to great minds is easier than ever. There is no excuse for only surrounding yourself with voices that keep you small. There is also a psychological effect at play here, called social proof. Human beings naturally look to others to determine what is normal. If everyone around you wastes their evenings on meaningless distractions, that becomes your normal. But if everyone around you spends their evenings learning, planning, and improving, that becomes your normal instead. Normal is contagious. That is why you must create a new normal by choosing to spend time with people who expect more from themselves. You may feel uncomfortable at first when you enter circles of higher standards. You may feel like you don't belong, that you're not good enough to be there. But that discomfort is a sign of growth. It means you are stretching beyond your current level. Stay in that environment long enough, and you will rise to meet it. You will start thinking bigger, working harder,
and expecting more of yourself. And soon, what once felt intimidating will feel natural. Another reason this principle is powerful is accountability. When you are surrounded by people who demand more of themselves, they will also demand more of you. They won't let you settle. They'll call you out when you start slipping. They'll remind you of your goals when you forget them. That kind of accountability is uncomfortable, but invaluable. It saves you from wasting years drifting in the wrong direction. A true friend is not someone who only makes you comfortable, they are someone who refuses to let you stay small. Of course, this requires humility. If you want to grow, you must be willing to listen, to be corrected, and to accept challenges. Some people avoid higher circles because they don't want to feel inadequate. But the truth is, no one grows without being stretched. Staying only around people who never challenge you may protect your ego, but it destroys your potential. You need people who will be honest with you, who will point out where you can do better, and who will inspire you by example. Pay attention to how you feel after spending time with someone. Do you feel drained, discouraged, or smaller than before? Or do you feel inspired, energized, and motivated to do more? That feeling is a clue. Protect your energy by spending less time with those who pull you down and more time with those who lift you up. Energy is too precious to waste on constant negativity. This principle also applies to family. Sometimes the people closest to you don't share your vision. That doesn't mean you cut them off, but it does mean you must set boundaries. If their words discourage you, balance that influence by spending more time with people who support your dreams. If their actions contradict the life you want, make sure you don't let those actions become your standard. You can love people without letting their limits define yours. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to intentionally build a community of growth. Look for groups, networks, or friends who are on the same path of improvement. Share your goals with them. Encourage each other. Celebrate progress together. The more you invest in these relationships, the stronger your own journey becomes. Isolation makes it easier to give up. Community makes it harder to quit. You also become a reflection of the people around you. If you are in a circle of negativity, others will see you that way. If you are in a circle of ambition, others will see you as ambitious too. Your reputation, your opportunities, and even your mindset are influenced by the company you keep. That is why staying around people who push you higher is not just about personal growth. It is about shaping how the world perceives you and the opportunities it sends your way. Over time, you'll notice something powerful. When you spend enough time with people of high standards, you begin to adopt those standards naturally. What once felt like effort becomes normal. You no longer have to force yourself to aim higher. You expect it from yourself, because everyone around you does too. This is how transformation happens. Growth becomes automatic when your environment demands it. If you want to make this practical, start by identifying the five people you spend the most time with. Evaluate whether they push you forward or hold you back. Then make intentional adjustments. Spend more time with those who inspire you. Limit time with those who don't. Seek out new connections that align with your vision. It doesn't have to be drastic, but even small shifts in your circle will create noticeable changes in your mindset and your result. In the end, you must decide, do you want comfort or growth? Comfort is found in circles where no one challenges you. Growth is found in circles where everyone demands more. If you want to rise higher, you cannot afford to settle for comfort alone. You must surround yourself with people who expect more of you, who remind you of your potential, and who inspire you to keep aiming higher. When you live this way, your standards will rise, your habits will improve, and your future will expand. You'll find yourself achieving things you once thought were impossible, not just because of your own willpower, but because of the influence of those around you.
That is the power of staying around people who push you to aim higher. They don't just change your environment, they change your life.
Chapter 8. Break free from excuses and start doing real work. Excuses are the biggest thief of progress. They are the quiet voices that keep people from moving, the justifications that sound reasonable but end up costing years of wasted time. Every person who has ever failed to live their potential had excuses that felt valid in the moment. Some blamed their background, others blamed lack of time, others blamed circumstances. The truth is that excuses may protect your pride for a moment, but they destroy your future in the long run. The moment you decide to break free from excuses and start doing real work, your life takes on a different direction. Excuses are comfortable because they allow you to avoid responsibility. If you say, "I can't because I don't have enough money," or "I can't because the timing isn't right," you've given yourself a way out. You've convinced yourself that the failure is not your fault. But comfort comes at a cost. You may escape responsibility, but you also escape results. No one ever built a meaningful life by defending their limitations. The ones who achieve are those who refuse to keep explaining why they can't and start proving why they can. It's important to understand how excuses work. They don't show up as obvious lies. They disguise themselves as logic. They sound like, "I'm too tired today, I'll start tomorrow," or "I'll wait until things calm down," or "I don't know enough yet, I need more time to prepare." Each excuse feels harmless, but they stack up day after day until you look back and realize months or even years have passed with no real progress. The danger of excuses is not in one day of delay, it's in the habit of delay that excuses create. To break free from excuses, you must first become brutally honest with yourself. Ask, "Am I holding myself back with reasons that sound good, but are really just fear?" Fear often hides behind excuses, fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of discomfort. Excuses are the mask that fear wears to make itself acceptable. Once you see this, you can stop arguing with your excuses and start facing the fear directly. The fear will not kill you. In fact, moving through fear is what builds strength. But hiding behind excuses guarantees weakness. Real work is the antidote to excuses. The moment you start doing the work, the excuses lose their power. If you say you're too tired to exercise, but you go out for even a short walk, you prove to yourself that action matters more than comfort. If you say you don't have time to start a project, but you commit to working on it for just 20 minutes, you prove that effort matters more than perfect conditions. Each time you replace an excuse with action, you weaken the hold excuses have on your life. People who build great lives are not those who never had excuses. They are the ones who learned to ignore them. They had the same doubts, the same obstacles, the same reasons to quit as anyone else. But they made a choice to move anyway. They understood that excuses may be endless, but so is human potential. You cannot serve both. You must choose which one you will feed every day. The hardest part of breaking free from excuses is the beginning. The first step is always the heaviest because excuses pile up around it. But once you take that first step, momentum builds. You realize you don't need perfect conditions to move. You don't need to have everything figured out to begin. You only need to start. And once you start, excuses lose credibility. They can only hold power over you when you haven't acted yet. Another way to break excuses is to raise your standards. If you accept mediocrity, excuses will always feel acceptable. But if you decide that your life demands more, excuses will feel unbearable. When you raise the standard for yourself, you no longer allow the easy way out. You begin to see excuses for what they are. Weak substitutes for effort. Standards create discipline, and discipline destroys excuses. You must also pay attention to the language you use. Excuses are often hidden in the way you speak. Phrases like "I'll try," or "I can't right now," or "it's not possible for me,"
are signals that you are letting excuses lead. Replace them with language that takes ownership. Say, I will, or I am finding a way, or this is my responsibility. The words you use shape your mindset, and your mindset shapes your actions. If you want to stop making excuses, you must stop speaking like someone who relies on them. One of the biggest lies excuses tell you is that you will begin later. Later is where dreams go to die. Later becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week. And next week becomes never. If you really want to change your life, you cannot keep giving yourself the comfort of later. You must demand action now. Even the smallest step now is more powerful than the biggest promise for later. Real work begins today, not someday. Another trap is blaming others. Some people spend their whole lives pointing fingers, blaming parents, teachers, bosses, or society. And while it may be true that life has been unfair, blaming will never build a future. Responsibility is heavy, but it's also freeing. The moment you say, it's my job to change my life, you reclaim your power. Excuses give your power away. Responsibility puts it back in your hands. Real work is not glamorous. It often feels repetitive, tiring, and unexciting. That is why excuses are so tempting. They offer an escape from the grind. But the grind is where results are born. Every great achievement is built on countless hours of work that no one sees. If you want the rewards, you must be willing to do the work even when it's boring. Even when no one is watching. Even when you don't feel like it. Discipline is built in those moments. And discipline is stronger than any excuse. It's also helpful to create accountability. Share your goals with someone who won't let you off the hook. Tell them what you plan to do and ask them to check on your progress. Excuses thrive in isolation. When no one knows your goals, it's easy to hide behind excuses. But when someone else is watching, when someone else expects you to deliver, you feel pressure to rise to the occasion. That pressure is uncomfortable. But it kills excuses and forces you into action. You should also take time to reflect on the cost of excuses. Every time you give in to one, ask yourself, what is this costing me? Maybe it's costing you health. Maybe it's costing you financial progress. Maybe it's costing you respect. Excuses don't just delay action. They rob you of opportunities that may never come again. Seeing the cost clearly makes it harder to accept them. To truly break free, you need a mindset shift. Instead of asking, can I do this? Ask, how will I do this? Instead of asking, what if I fail? Ask, what will I learn if I fail? Excuses come from focusing on barriers. Real work comes from focusing on solutions. Every time you shift from excuses to solutions, you build the mental muscle needed for success. The truth is, no one escapes this battle. Everyone feels tempted by excuses. The difference is that successful people don't let them win. They hear the excuses, but they act anyway. They feel the discomfort, but they move forward. They accept the difficulty, but they keep going. That is what separates those who build a meaningful life from those who simply talk about it. So make a decision now. Decide that excuses no longer have authority in your life. Decide that real work begins today. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for more confidence. Stop waiting for approval. Those things come after you take action, not before. Step into the work and let the results speak louder than the excuses ever could. Because at the end of your life, you won't be measured by the excuses you defended. You'll be measured by the work you did, the effort you gave, and the difference you made. Excuses leave nothing behind but regret. Real work builds a legacy, and you are capable of building that legacy starting right now.
Chapter 9. Show up every day with faith in your actions. The real difference between those who only dream and those who achieve is consistency. It is not the person who works once in a while or only when they feel motivated that builds a great life. It is the person who shows up every single day, no matter how they feel, with faith that their actions will eventually pay off. Showing up daily does not mean doing everything perfectly. It means being present, being committed,
and trusting that small steps taken with belief will lead to big results over time. Many people give up too quickly because they don't see instant results. They try something for a week, maybe a month, and when the rewards don't appear, they assume it's not working. But life does not operate on instant gratification. Seeds take time to grow, and so do results. The faith you need is the faith that your daily actions, repeated long enough, will produce the life you want. Without that faith, consistency feels pointless. With it, consistency becomes a source of power. Faith in your actions is not blind hope. It is not sitting back and waiting for miracles. It is the deep conviction that disciplined effort eventually produces results, even when you can't see them yet. Every workout builds health, even if you don't notice changes in the mirror today. Every hour of study builds knowledge, even if the exam is still weeks away. Every dollar saved builds wealth, even if your bank account still looks small. Faith is what allows you to keep going when the evidence is not immediate. When you show up daily, you also build trust with yourself. Each day, you keep a promise to yourself, your confidence grows, you prove to yourself that you can be counted on. This self-trust becomes one of your greatest assets. People who don't show up regularly lose that trust. They stop believing their own words, because their actions never matter. But when you become someone who shows up every day, your word gains power, not just with others, but with yourself. You begin to feel that if you say you'll do something, it will get done, because you have a record of proving it. There will be days when you don't feel like it, days when you're tired, discouraged, or distracted. That's when faith matters most. Anyone can show up when it's easy. What defines your character is showing up when it's difficult. Success doesn't belong to those who work only in good moods. It belongs to those who keep moving forward, even in tough conditions. And often, those difficult days are the ones that build the most strength, because they teach you discipline beyond emotion. One of the traps that stops people from showing up daily is perfectionism. They think if they can't do something perfectly, it's not worth doing at all. This is a dangerous mindset, because it leads to inconsistency. Real progress comes not from perfect effort, but from consistent effort. Even small actions done daily are more powerful than big actions done occasionally. It's better to read 10 pages every day than a whole book once in a while. It's better to exercise for 20 minutes every day than to work out for 3 hours once a month. Consistency beats intensity when it comes to building habits. Faith in your actions also changes the way you handle setbacks. When you know that showing up daily matters, a bad day doesn't destroy you. You don't quit because you missed one step. You simply get back on track the next day. Too many people let one failure erase their entire progress. They miss a day, and instead of starting again, they convince themselves they've ruined everything. But those who have faith understand that consistency is not about perfection. It's about persistence. Missing one day means nothing if you keep coming back. To make this practical, create rituals that help you show up even when motivation is low. Set a specific time for your most important actions each day. Remove distractions before they can pull you away. Create an environment that makes it easier to act than to avoid. The less energy it takes to begin, the more likely you are to stay consistent. Build routines that make success automatic rather than dependent on willpower. Surrounding yourself with examples also helps. Look at anyone who has achieved something remarkable, and you will see someone who showed up daily with faith. Athletes train relentlessly, even when they don't feel like it. Entrepreneurs work through countless failures before finding success. Writers produce draft after draft before creating something great.
None of them had guarantees. What they had was faith in their actions, that if they kept going, eventually the results would come. Showing up every day also builds momentum. At first it feels like nothing is changing. But as days turn into weeks and weeks into months, you begin to notice small improvements. Skills sharpen, strength grows, confidence builds, and once momentum kicks in, it becomes easier to keep going because you start to see the fruits of your effort. Momentum is the reward of consistency, and faith is what carries you until momentum arrives. Another key point is to align your daily actions with your bigger vision. Faith is not just about showing up. It's about showing up for the right thing. If your actions do not connect to your long-term goals, consistency won't matter. But when you are clear about what you want and you align your habits with that vision, every small action becomes meaningful. You can work with peace knowing that what you're doing each day is part of a larger picture. There is also a sense of dignity in showing up daily. Even if no one else sees your effort, you know you're doing it. That private integrity builds strength. While others waste time waiting for motivation or making excuses, you are quietly building a foundation. And eventually, that foundation becomes visible for everyone to see. People will call it luck, but you'll know it was consistency fueled by faith. You must also recognize that faith is not passive. It grows through action. The more you show up, the more faith you build, because you see evidence that effort works. Even if results are small, they remind you that progress is possible. Each day of showing up reinforces your belief, which makes it easier to show up the next day. This cycle turns consistency into a lifestyle rather than a struggle. Some days your actions may feel insignificant. You may question whether it even matters. But remember, greatness is built on small efforts compounded over time. One brick means nothing on its own. But when placed daily, those bricks eventually form a wall. That wall eventually becomes a house, and that house eventually becomes a legacy. Faith is what keeps you laying the bricks even when the house is not visible yet. At the end of the day, success does not belong to the most talented or the most intelligent. It belongs to those who kept showing up. Talent fades without discipline. Intelligence is wasted without persistence. But consistency multiplies whatever gifts you have. With faith in your actions, even ordinary effort can create extraordinary results. So commit to this principle. Show up every day. Trust that your actions are building something greater even if you cannot see it yet. Stop waiting for the perfect moment or the perfect mood. Begin now. Do the work. Take the steps. And believe in the process. Over time, that faith will be rewarded with results far greater than you imagine. Because in the end, your life is not shaped by what you occasionally do, but by what you consistently do with conviction. Faith is the fuel that keeps you steady when results are invisible. And the habit of showing up every day is the bridge between your dreams and your reality. The combination of the two, faith and daily action, creates a power that nothing can stop.
Chapter 10. Check your life daily and keep choosing better paths. Success is not a single event. It is a series of daily choices made with awareness and responsibility. Too often, people imagine their lives as if one big decision will determine everything. They think one opportunity, one lucky break, or one special moment will define their future. But life does not unfold that way. Your life today is the product of hundreds of small decisions you made yesterday, and your life tomorrow will reflect the decisions you make today. That is why checking your life daily and choosing better paths is so critical. Without daily reflection, you drift. With daily reflection, you direct. Most people do not stop to evaluate themselves often enough. They wake up, rush into the day, and get swept away by routines and distractions.
Days turn into weeks, and weeks into years, and they suddenly wonder why they ended up where they are. The answer is simple: they were not paying attention. If you do not check the course of your life each day, you will find yourself far off track before you even realize it. But when you pause daily to reflect and adjust, you keep your life aligned with your goals. Daily reflection is not complicated. It is asking yourself honest questions at the end of each day. What did I do well today? What did I waste time on? Did I move closer to my goals or further away? What choices would I repeat and what choices would I change? These simple questions bring awareness, and awareness is the first step to improvement. Without awareness, you cannot change. With awareness, you can begin to shape your future deliberately. Checking your life daily requires honesty. You cannot improve if you keep lying to yourself. Excuses, blame, and denial keep you stuck. Progress requires you to say, "I was lazy today," or "I avoided what I needed to do," or "I let fear control me." That honesty may sting, but it is what frees you. Once you acknowledge the truth, you can decide differently tomorrow. Ignoring the truth may protect your feelings for a moment, but it costs you progress for a lifetime. This practice also protects you from repeating the same mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of growth, but repeating the same mistake over and over is a choice. If you reflect daily, you can catch patterns early. You can say, "I wasted hours again on meaningless distractions today," and then take steps to fix it. Without reflection, that pattern becomes normal, and normal eventually becomes your life. Reflection breaks that cycle. Choosing better paths means making adjustments, not waiting for perfect conditions. If you notice your health declining, you don't wait for next year to start exercising, you adjust today. If you see that your relationships are suffering because you are distracted, you don't wait until it's too late, you give more attention now. If you realize you are not learning or growing, you don't wait for someone to hand you opportunities, you pick up a book or find a course today. Small adjustments daily prevent the need for massive corrections later. The people who live with purpose are those who review themselves daily. They do not assume they are always right. They test their actions against their goals. They ask if the choices they made today match the life they want tomorrow. This habit may feel uncomfortable at first because it forces you to face the gap between where you are and where you want to be. But that discomfort is valuable. It is a signal to improve. Faith alone is not enough. Hard work alone is not enough. You must combine both with reflection. Reflection keeps your work aimed in the right direction. Without it, you may climb a ladder only to realize it was leaning against the wrong wall. Daily self-checks prevent wasted effort. They make sure the energy you give each day is building the life you actually want. Another important part of this principle is responsibility. Checking your life daily means you stop blaming others for your results. You take ownership of your choices. You recognize that your actions are shaping your circumstances. It is easy to say, "I'm not where I want to be because of the economy, because of my boss, because of my family." But reflection done right removes those excuses. It forces you to see what you can control and challenges you to do better with it. The process is simple but powerful. At the start of each day, set an intention. Decide what matters most for the next 24 hours. Then, at the end of the day, review whether you followed through. If you did, celebrate the progress. If you didn't, ask why and what you will do differently tomorrow. This constant cycle of planning, acting, and reviewing is what builds mastery. It is how you move from living passively to living intentionally. Daily evaluation also builds discipline. When you know you will review yourself every evening, you act differently during the day. You don't want to face yourself with regret late. This accountability, even if it's only to yourself, makes you more careful with your time and choices.
Over time, this habit sharpens your discipline until it becomes part of who you are. Choosing better paths daily also means letting go of what no longer serves you. Sometimes you will realize that a habit, relationship, or routine is pulling you down. Reflection gives you the clarity to recognize it and the courage to change it. You cannot keep walking the same road and expect to arrive at a different destination. At some point, you must take a new path. Daily evaluation makes sure you are not blindly walking down roads that lead nowhere. Some people avoid reflection because they are afraid of what they will see. They don't want to face their wasted time, their broken promises, or their lack of progress. But avoidance only deepens the problem. Growth belongs to those willing to face the truth. It is better to see your flaws today and correct them than to deny them and suffer for years. Self-reflection is not punishment, it is the highest form of self-respect. It is saying, I care enough about my future to look honestly at my present. This practice also builds gratitude. When you review your day, you not only see what went wrong, but also what went right. You notice the small victories, the progress, the moments of growth. This strengthens your spirit and reminds you that improvement is possible. Gratitude balances the discipline of reflection with encouragement. It helps you see that while you still have far to go, you have also come far from where you started. To make this habit strong, keep it simple. You don't need hours of journaling, just a few minutes of honest reflection is enough. Ask yourself, did I use my time wisely today? Did I honor my values? Did I move closer to my goals? What can I do better tomorrow? Keep the answers clear and actionable. The simpler the process, the more likely you are to sustain it. Over time, this habit compounds. Daily checks prevent years of regret. Choosing better paths each day builds a future filled with strength and fulfillment. You will notice your decisions becoming sharper, your discipline stronger, and your progress faster. Life no longer feels out of control because you are steering it daily. This habit also gives you peace of mind. Instead of wondering aimlessly whether you are on the right track, you know, you check it every day, you may not be perfect, but you are aware, and awareness gives you confidence. You can go to bed each night knowing you learned, adjusted and chose better than yesterday. That peace is worth more than any temporary comfort excuses might give. In the end, success is built on the small choices repeated daily. You cannot control every outcome, but you can control whether you reflect and improve. If you commit to checking your life daily and choosing better paths, your future is no longer left to chance. It becomes the result of intentional, repeated and consistent effort. And when you live this way, progress becomes inevitable. Every day, you are standing at a crossroads. One path leads to stagnation, the other to growth. Most people take the easy road by default, but you have the chance to choose different. You have the chance to examine your direction and adjust before it's too late. That is the gift of reflection. It gives you back your power to shape your future. So make it non-negotiable. Each day, check your life honestly. Celebrate progress. Correct mistakes and commit to better choices. Do not wait until the end of the year or until life forces you into crisis. Do it daily. The compound effect of this practice will transform your life. You will become more focused, more disciplined, and more fulfilled. And most importantly, you will know that the life you are building is the result of conscious choice, not blind drift. Because in the end, the quality of your life is not determined by the big decisions made once in a while, but by the small decisions made every single day. If you check your life daily and keep choosing better paths, you will not only avoid regret, you will create a future worth living. And that is a responsibility and a privilege no one else can take from you.